Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brant Alia. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas bunts towards the mound. Winn fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Tovar scores. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ratliff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards the mound. Winfields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Win. Quilici scores. Perry moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Ratliff reaches third base with a triple. Reese goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ratliff tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alia strikes out. There goes Oliva. The throw from Hermann to second, and they've got Oliva trapped. There's the throw to Hopkins, and Oliva is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Hopkins moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Berry moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. LeMay pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Knoop moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Knoop scores. One out. It's 5-4, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. O'Brien moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive to left field. Alia throws towards third. Killebrew fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Killebrew. O'Brien scores. Aparicio scores. May moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jim Cott now pitching. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. John Matias now playing first base. Rich Morales now playing third base. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noob scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias juggles the ball. That's an error on Matias. Quilici moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott catches it and throws to first to double up Melton. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ratliff takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Holt pinch hits for Jim Cott. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing second base. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knoop for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matthias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio bunts towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball four. Walt Williams pinch hits for John Matias. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jose Ortiz now playing right field. Walt Williams now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alia strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reese moves to second. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Rick Renick pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick takes first base on ball four. Ratliff moves to second. Herman Hill pinch runs for Rick Renick. Bob Allison pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Allison reaches second base with a double. Ratliff scores. Hill moves to third. It's 8-7, White Sox. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.